This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey, Seattle sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hey, guys!
Hey, lovelies!
Welcome back. The last episode. I hope you heard that. What number episode is this, guys? I think this is 79. We've had 79 up right now, so this one, I think it's 81.
Welcome to our 81st.
Yes, 80. Final episode.
It's quite a lot of
episodes. Oh my god, I don't know how to feel.
That's crazy, man.
Right.
The end of it. Proud.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into this is the last episode, guys. So if you've been with us for a long time, or at least from the beginning of the season, or if you follow us on social media, you will know that we decided to bring this amazing chapter of She's in the Pod to a close.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny.
I still get asked. Why? Oh my gosh, you guys are ending. Yeah. Where have you guys been?
I know, you guys are late.
I'll just be direct on this episode. Go listen to the episode. Literally, I still get asked. And I'm funny. You guys are ending. I'm like, yes, go listen to the episode and you'll find out why.
Right.
Maybe people aren't accepting it.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, people just missed it, which is fine. Like I said, this, well, listen to the episode, but also, as we were saying in the last episodes, about algorithms not being kind to us, so maybe you guys do follow us and just have missed
it.
That's true. But yeah, we thought this episode could just be like a look back at our journey over the past 4 years of doing this podcast. 2019 was when we started, and we're not gonna go into everything because we're gonna save some stuff for our live show.
Yeah.
So we can really delve in there, and that's gonna be super cool because it's gonna be a nice intimate space where we can share, and make sure you buy your ticket once again. You can go on our Instagram and find out how to buy our tickets. It's on the 6th of April, but we'll talk about that at the end. Mm-hmm. Right. First of all, how do you guys feel?
Oh my God.
How do you feel? Does it feel like it's the last episode? Now you're here, or does it not feel like it yet?
It doesn't. I don't think it will until I'm like driving home. And it just sinks in, like, oh my gosh, that was actually the last time it ever going to be the studio together.
Maybe like in 2 weeks' time, I'm like, hey, I feel like I'm meant to be recording.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe when the episode drops, because it's going to be like, after that, there won't be no, oh guys, who's uploaded the episode today? I think it's going to take a while because we've been in this pattern for so long. It's going to take us not being in the pattern to miss it. So because we're still kind of in it right now, we're still recording, it makes sense. But yeah, how you feel? I mean, how do you feel about it? Like, we've literally, coming to an end.
This is the end of the journey. I'm just thinking back to the first ever recording in Jen's room.
Jen's house.
With our Amazon microphones on Audacity.
You know what's so funny?
I was wearing.
Maybe we should, insert a picture.
Oh my gosh. Do we still have the pictures for that?
I have it.
Okay, good.
Oh, you do? Okay, please put that in the chat. Yeah. Put it in the group chat because I need to see that.
That's just what I remember. I'm just so reflective. We've just come so far. I love the fact that I can say I've been a part of this. Like, I've mentioned She's in a Pod on my CV. In conversations at work. It's been a conversation starter for me. And it's just something that's so it's just sacred. It's become a part of me. Yeah. And it will forever.
Yeah, 100%.
It will forever be a part of me.
I think, I mean, likewise as well, and just like thinking on how much we've grown as people. Like, I think I was like, what, 23, 24?
You were 23.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
When this started. Yeah, and
wow.
Now I just feel like a completely different person. Right. And I feel like, obviously, the podcast had a huge part to play in it, but not just because obviously we're a podcast, but also like the community that we built.
Yeah. Yeah.
The friendships that we built amongst each other, the things that I've learned as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, do you know what? It's bittersweet.
Right.
You know, where it's like, obviously, I'm happy because we're coming to like, it's a nice end as well. Like, we're all growing and evolving. Oh yeah, that was one of our was it growing, evolving? Do you remember our intros?
Oh yeah, we're growing. Yeah. I think it was the first one.
Oh my gosh. Evolving. Yeah.
I can't remember how it goes, but I remember it. So it's like, you know, yeah, we've just sort of grown, but then at the same time, it's like, I'm gonna miss sort of being here, sitting here, just talking.
Right.
It's a bit like half and half, but overall I am sort of like I'm like at peace.
Yeah.
I like how, you know, we're coming to an end. And obviously we've still got the live show as well. So
yeah, that should be
I guess in my head it's not like 100% over just yet until
the live show. That'll be like the real goodbye.
What about you?
What was the question? I don't know. It doesn't right now in this moment. Yeah, I don't know. I feel it feels weird. Like, I mean, like some sort of, I don't know. I feel like I'm almost looking at, it's weird. Okay, this is going to sound super weird. I want to say don't get freaked out because I love Jesus. But it feels like I'm almost having an out of body experience. Mm. Like I'm like almost like looking back at everything, or I'm like just seeing things from like a hindsight view. That makes sense. Yeah, that's how I'm just kind of like I'm watching, or I'm watching the journey from like beginning to end and stuff like that. So almost like a showreel, just showing, you know, moments. It's been cool. It's been it's something that I really enjoyed. I'm definitely grateful that we started when we did, because like we were saying in the last episode, things are a lot harder now.
Yeah,
podcasts. I'm glad that it's a lot more popular. I mean, there's some people out there that would chat absolutely nonsense, but. like you said, it's not everyday freedom of speech. However, I do love that. I just love that people are creating, and especially Black people, because you know we haven't always had a platform to have like full control over what we're putting out into the world.
Yeah.
So I do love that. That it's more, you know, there's more people out there doing that, and there's some great podcasts out there, amazing, that don't really get the credit, or because it's such an oversaturated market, they're not getting the opportunity. So yeah, there's that. I'm glad we started when we did. And yeah, just grateful for it. Feeling a sense of like accomplishment.
Yeah.
Which is very hard for me to do. I don't, even if something's gone well, I'm just like, but it wasn't this. That's my problem. So I'm like, I have to just like sit in it and be like, no, but it was. Right. What has, and again, this is not too much details. So just like droplets, because we want to save some for the live show. What has it meant? What has Season of Pod meant to you individually? As a part of your life's journey, what has it meant to you? What does it represent for you? It's a deep question, isn't it? Because you have to really think. Jen, I feel like you have something to say.
I think, I don't know if how do I phrase it, but it's like sister type of vibes. I was going to say big sister, but then also like young sister type of vibes as well. Just because it's represented like... like I said, like, you know, we all started off when we were quite young as well. And, you know, for me, I had so much to learn. And, you know, and obviously I could learn through like friends and everything. But I feel like just having this platform, and obviously even the times where we were just planning, like off air, just planning, I'd learn so many things. Even topics, like, because remember when I first started, I was quiet, right? I
barely
said anything. And, you know, it just takes me back to like when I was telling my friends, like I was doing this podcast, I was like, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm not someone who just sort of talks and
ad hoc,
talks or like, you know, shares my thoughts and all that kind of stuff. Right. So I just like having that, having like other two other people that I'm doing this with who, you know, you've got different levels of confidence. And, you know, there's something that we use, like even in our workplace when I'm working with people, is like modeling behavior. Mm. I feel like I was able to sort of do that and use that to my benefit, yeah. right? So, you know, I'm sure we'll go through this later, but like each of you have like different sets of characteristics, and there's just different things that you've sort of taught me. And even though we're not sisters by blood, mm-hmm. I feel like I've gained sisters throughout this.
Yeah.
And then also the people that we'd meet, you know, some of our listeners as well, like even some of the younger ones. That's why I say like young sisters as well. Like I learned from them. I learned from the guests that we've had on here as well. So it's just like, I feel like I've had a bit of a, I don't know, cheat sheet. Was it cheat sheet?
Cheat sheet.
Interesting. Just like having, yeah, having you guys there, because I know not everybody has that, but you know, it's just played a significant role in my life anyway. And we'll still continue to do so. So that's
And what about you individually? Like, what do you feel like it's been? Because like, if you were to like look back at She's in a Pod and you look at that time in your life, like from 2019 to now, what would you say about yourself?
So I would say she was definitely very like, just very unsure of like, almost like scared of her own voice. So I'd have all these thoughts in my head and maybe all these opinions, but I'd be very scared to like voice it out or, you know, care too much if somebody doesn't share the same opinion. And, you know, even I see it like even within my friendship group, I would be like very quiet. I'd always sort of lean on the fact that I was the listener.
Okay.
I was the listener type of friend, right?
Hide behind that.
And I'll just hide behind people. And I, you know, put my face here and there. Compared to like now, where it's like, okay, you know, I'm not like the loudest person in the room. I don't think I'll ever be. But that's fine. But still, like, I'm now sort of still now able to voice my
thoughts. People listen when you talk.
And people, yeah, some people listen. And I'm like, it's not that bad, actually. It's not that bad. But then, like, that has also been transferred onto, like, other stuff that I've done.
Okay.
I don't think, honestly, I do not think that I would have been able to, even like, okay, the biggest one that maybe most people know is the TED Talk that I did, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like She's in the Pod definitely contributed to my confidence to be able to speak like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Because
that's amazing, Jen.
That was like, that was like one of the things that I had on my notes. Oh yeah, I'd love to do a TED Talk. But it was just in my dreams. Like I couldn't really imagine like doing that. But through the confidence that I gained from here, I feel like that's helped me to be able to achieve that part of my dream. And
oh, that's got me emotional, Jen. I'm almost teary-eyed. I am. That's got me emotional. That's amazing to hear.
Yeah,
that really is. Shade, you had time to think about it now.
I know. I wasn't thinking. I know.
Invested,
engrossed in what Jen was saying.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
So, how has She's in the Pod impacted me, like individually?
Yeah, you could talk. You could talk about, you know, in terms of what it was for you, and then, you know, how it's been for you in the past 4 years individually. Yeah. Like what it's meant to you, Shade.
She's in the Pod has been a sistership. Really, it's been like just an area where I push myself.
Yeah.
Where I feel like my comfort zone. Where I'm pulled out of my comfort zone. And like at the beginning, I know there were certain things that I know I wouldn't do, like just certain decisions I wouldn't make because I'm too scared. But I know like Bianca, you're very what's the word, spontaneous. Like I remember loads of the decisions regarding like changing our branding and things like that. And I'd be like, oh, I'd be so apprehensive about it. You'd be like, oh, let's just do it. That's just one example I can think of. And that impacted me unknowingly because it just made me more carefree.
Yeah.
And it just made me think, oh, like, what? Let's just do it.
What's the worst that can happen?
What's the worst that can
happen? It doesn't work. At least you tried it.
Like, literally, like, what is the worst that can happen? So it's definitely been an area, a platform where I've been able to build my confidence. With the guests we've come on, I've learned so much. Built new connections, developed like my personal brand as
right.
a person,
mm-hmm.
been able to just like fearlessly promote myself, promote She's in a Pod. Like I said, it's a conversation starter for me a lot of the time when I meet people at work. Or just in,
listen,
in
Shadé general. Even promotes to the aunties on WhatsApp. I go on her story. She's like, new episode. I'm like, I barely post on WhatsApp stories.
I post it everywhere. Like, it's been, yeah, She's in the Pod has been such a great space, and it's taught me so much about myself.
Yeah.
Areas of like weaknesses where I thought I had, and even, you know, still do. I'm like pushing out of it. I've come out of it. I'm able to just, you know, say my mind more, be able to just be me and learn as well. And of course, gain sisters who were bridesmaids and who have kind of, honestly, it's just, it's amazing how much can change in 4 years. It really is amazing, like how much can change in 4 years. And She's in the Pod has been such a big part of my personal brand. It really, really has.
Yeah.
So.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
It's so when you look back at it, what will you, again, when you look at back, whether it's 5 or 10 years time, when you look back at this, these past 4 years in your life, what do you think the first thing that what would be the first thing that comes to your mind
when I think of She's in the Pod?
About this, not just even She's in the Pod, but this time frame in your life. Like, because so much has happened, especially for you, like physically, and so much has changed. So, like, you know, sometimes that's what I do. Like, if something's happened, I also associate everything that was happening during that time as well. And I think that does mean a lot. So, yeah, if you were to look back at it, what do you think you'd feel? What would you?
It would be like a growth period. Like, I would see it as a period of growth for me, like of significant accelerated growth. Where I have gone from being like completely single, gone from being ghosted a couple of times, all in these 4 years.
We've all been ghosted.
May, and then gone to being married, and, you know, looking back, having a child, you know, by God's grace. So it would be like, I wouldn't be able to think about She's the Pod without thinking about all of that, because it's all kind
of lovely.
Part of that journey. She's the Pod has been there for me during that transition.
I like that. That's nice. Oh, guys. So many, I'm sure there's a lot that we can all, I think we all have in common in terms of the period of growth and stuff.
Absolutely. What about you?
And then individually. Okay. So, She's in the Pod, in terms of like this, the podcast specifically. I don't know, because it's like when I wanted to do this, I just didn't know all of this would.
Because you were the one that planned it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but like I didn't plan for it to. Again, I think maybe it's the fact that the podcasting world is very different.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel like a podcasting world then. There were the few top ones and stuff, but like, that just wasn't. It wasn't so saturated. So. For me, I just didn't see it becoming such its own thing, so much. So, I guess a representation of like sometimes when you just take that step, then you know, obviously you do the work, but God will do the rest. So it's definitely when that, obviously, just the sisterhood, the growth, and it's crazy that we just didn't know each other. We didn't know each other, and that to me is crazy. I don't know, like you said, like I said before, I'm quite an over analytical person. So I have to be like, okay, why was this? And what, like, my question is what or why?
Yeah.
Like, because I think it's not just about asking questions, it's about asking the right questions to get somewhere. So, like, my thing was, why did I reach out to two strangers? Why didn't I reach out to people that I already knew? And I think it was because I wanted, one of the reasons, obviously, like, the base of it is I loved what you guys were doing and the reason in terms of how I wanted the podcast to be. But I think when I've thought about it deeper, I definitely feel as though I wanted something fresh. I wanted all of us, I wanted whoever was involved to be able to see each other with fresh eyes and to kind of like really appreciate each other in terms of what we bring to the table. And what we, I think, you know, sometimes starting things with people you know, it can work and it's great, but you come into it with a lot of preconceptions. I didn't want any of that. I just wanted it to be like new, and we build on the newness. We don't build on what was, we build on what this literally is, which is brand new. And that's it. And I think it works quite well. Obviously, it took us a while to build chemistry and all these kind of things. And, you know, it took us a while to get to know each other as well, and how we work and how we communicate and all that kind of stuff. But it's, yeah, it's been something that I just didn't. Sisterhood, definitely. The friendships. You know, you guys are like, you know, some of my closest friends. And it's just been, it's been amazing. I just didn't think any of this would be. Honestly,
and that's the beauty of the journey that we spoke on the last episode. Looking back, like, and looking at where we came from.
We was recording. I just didn't think
it would come like this.
I really didn't. And so I'm kind of like, oh, okay. This went in a different direction than I initially planned. So yeah, definitely sisterhood and stuff. And then individually, it's been a big thing. It's represented. And I was sharing on my story yesterday, the one that you replied to.
Yeah.
And I was basically saying that she's, it's weird, right? Because obviously when I came to you guys last year and said, I feel like it's time for me to move on. I didn't really know why. Like, I gave you the guys the reason of, oh, I just feel like it's time for new things. Mm. Like, but there was no definitive answer. Mm. Like, this is because of this. And now I'm at a point in my life where I feel like I'm understanding more why, like, I've chosen that, or I felt as though it was now. Not even just in my life, but actually all of our lives. Like, things are happening. I'm just like, thank God. And I was like, that must have been God speaking to me, because I'm like, this is like, right.
Like, where we would all be right now.
Exactly. And I'm quite an impulsive person sometimes. It's one of my weaknesses, right? So, like, if I hear something, I feel something straight away, I'll be like, cool. But I sat with this for months and I just didn't feel any different. And so, I was saying on my story yesterday that She's in a Pod began, and it was around the same time as, obviously it was the same year my mum passed away and stuff like that. And so I feel like for the past 3.5-4 years, obviously my life has literally just been like building from scratch. Mm-hmm. And many people don't know this, and I'm not going to cry, but it's been difficult 4 years. Like, most people don't know that when I lost my mum, I was homeless. I had nowhere to live. I was literally sleeping on my friends' couches. Yeah, it was that bad. And so I've literally had to build from, when I say scratch, it's been scratch, guys. Scratch. And people ask, like, oh, like, where was your family? And that's all a whole nother story in terms of certain things and stuff. Like, the people that were unfortunately closest to me didn't live here, that wanted to help, and etc. And so literally it's been building from scratch. Everything. Nothing was normal to me, except for some of my friendships and relationships. And so for the past 4.5 years, four years, it's been rebuilding a new normal, getting used to like doing things by myself. Because, you know, I had my mom, and she was like, I trusted her voice so much that when I needed advice, I'd go to her, and she never steered me wrong. But I had to learn how to listen to my own voice and to trust my decision making. Mm-hmm. That's been a part of my journey for the past 4 years. Is like, I want to do something, and I'm like, no, I need someone else's advice, or what if I go wrong? And just all of these things. And a lot of people would think this is a normal part of adulthood, but like, when you have supportive parents, it's a whole different ballgame when you feel like you're out there alone, like just doing things. So that's been it. And building life, building my confidence. You know, my mom was like my biggest cheerleader, all of these things. And I feel like I've been in a transition stage for the past 3.5-4 years. And I feel like I'm slowly coming out of that now. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because like I said on my story, I felt like that transition stage phase began around the same time as She's in the Pod began. And now it's ending around the time that She's in the Pod is ending. And like this time last year, when I spoke to you guys, I had no clue that I'd feel like I'd be coming out of that phase of my life now. But it's just weird how, like, if I was to look back at it, I'd be like, that was literally like an incubating transitions period in my life. But obviously there was so much growth for me as a person, trusting my own voice, figuring out how to do things by myself alone. Just certain things like that, just rebuilding from scratch. And so I think that would be it. And it was a one thing that even throughout all of the ups and downs was a constant. Like there was one, I found solace in the small consistent things because the big things had no consistency or no stability. I was literally trying to figure it out. So like it was that one consistent thing that I was like, oh, you know what? This is one thing that's normal. And that I could be like, okay, this is here. Do you know what I mean? And I had to find comfort in those things because until I felt like I was back at a space where I'm like, okay, cool. Well, not back, but I guess like new normals and stuff. So that's like, I think individually, what She's in the Pod represents for me. And I definitely like I'd say it was my voice, but I definitely feel like it was God saying, okay, now that, you know, you've got, you feel like you're now coming out. Again, I didn't know last year, but now you're coming out. This is literally a whole new phase of your life now where you've got yourself figured out somewhat, not life. And you can pursue and go on to other things as well. So that's been, yeah, it's been a lot. So like, if I look back at season 4, I'd probably just cry because I'm like, it was a comfort. It was something that made me feel good as well in the times where I was depressed or low or whatever, trying to, you know, deal with grief and all of that. So it was something that it was, you guys will never know how much it helped me and got me through certain situations or periods in my life. Like it just, right. It was just that thing that was just always there. So I will always be appreciative for you guys also allowed me to just be myself, even though I was crazy. And I just, you know, sometimes I wouldn't. My random ideas, you guys would go along with it. Or sometimes when I'd just like, I'd have a fuss or throw a tantrum if I didn't get my own way. But it was all just probably because of everything that else was going on in my life. I was like, no, I need this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And you guys didn't know how much I needed that at the time. But I appreciate it. So that, and I also, I think this maybe for all of us is like, I do, you know, like we were saying in the last episode, we have got to a point in lives where we were a lot more fearless when we were younger. Mm. But then there's a part of me that is a lot more confident in my abilities and gifts, and more confident to go out in the world by myself. Mm. Now that like I've worked with you guys,
yeah,
I don't think I didn't really think about going out into the world. When I was just doing things because I liked doing them. But like, I think I've learned a lot about myself, and I'm like, okay, yeah. I could go out in the world now and do this. And it's definitely been something that She's in the Pod has helped me with and encouraged me with also. So it's been, it's been a journey, guys. Yeah. It's been a journey. I am
She's in
the
Pod.
I am proud of us. We got some of you, we asked some of you guys to ask some questions.
Yeah. Oh my
gosh. So I'm going to go through them on the app. But quickly, I don't know if you guys will know this off the top of your head, but it's something to think about maybe at the end, what your favorite episode would be. And you don't have to think about that. You just think about it.
Yeah.
Ooh, and then
we'll talk about that.
I don't even know. Well, yeah, top three.
Yeah.
But I think also it depends on what, because it was so different.
Yeah.
It just depends.
So different.
Okay, right. So first question. Someone said, just started listening. Why are you ending the pod?
Girl, see what I mean.
Well, yeah, you got going back to episode 1. That's what we're going to say because we'll be here all day.
Oh, yes. Episode 1 of this season.
Yeah, of this season.
Yeah. But yeah.
Right. We got some spam ones, but I'm going to go through.
Wait, it's spam?
Yeah, some of them are spam. I'm like, how did you even find us? Oh, okay, some of them are just random questions. So someone said here, how many kids do you want to have?
What, all of us?
I think that's all of us, yeah. How many kids do you want?
Oh, 2 or 3.
Okay.
2 or 3?
What about you, Jen?
3 for me.
You guys, I don't know if I want kids, so...
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
I don't ask you if you don't know.
Yeah, because you have said all your children are around you. Yeah, all your children.
Right. I don't know if I want that. Okay, let's do what else we got. What was the best day? What has been the best day of this year so far?
Oh,
it's a good one.
This year?
Yeah. I could go first. My birth, my family. You know what it was? It was the dinner.
Yeah,
that was probably
one. That's top on my list.
Really, that was good. It was like, I loved the party. The party was absolutely great and stuff. But
yeah,
I think it was just having all of those people in the room that I loved. Like that was just beautiful.
Back now, like if I was to say a highlight of this year so far, definitely your birthday dinner.
Okay, yeah.
Definitely your birthday dinner.
It was fun.
I mean,
it's only
literally looking back at the calendar.
We haven't had that many.
Yeah.
What's the day you think about this year that you feel like, oh, you know what? I had fun or I had a good time or you felt joy. You felt joy.
Your birthday.
Pure joy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think also because. I think the reason why, of course, your birthday dinner is like the main thing. Mm. But just, I hadn't dressed up. And
okay,
like,
you felt good. Nice. And you felt,
I felt good. I wore makeup. I obviously, being pregnant, it was just very sluggish and just always at home and tired. So it just felt really good.
Dressing up really does.
I think that's the first time I took a nice picture that this year, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think that's the only nice picture to take, I think. So yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, no, it was. It was a beautiful night. Which area of your lives have you seen the most growth? I would say, probably what I touched on before is just being more confident in my choices and stuff like that, and like owning who I am. I think I think I'm like very confident as I hate adulthood. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, but I love life. I love life. I love life, but I hate adulthood. Just this, you know, the two couldn't coexist.
I wish there was a manual for
right.
this team.
But yeah, no, for me, it's just been like my personal development overall. Like, you know, therapy is amazing. It's a lot, but it's amazing. All the, in the ways that I'm trying to improve myself. But I would say maybe emotional intelligence is the most growth, I think. Yeah.
The most growth for me, career.
Okay.
And that's literally only been in the last month or so.
Well, that's amazing.
Just in how I feel, how I show up.
Okay, your approach.
In my approach to things, my mindset has really, really improved.
I love that.
Career and then in just who I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly who you are. And knowing, I think it's the reassurance of like knowing who you are and being confident in that. Jen? Mm. Career, personal, like everything we spoke on previously is all just about you being more like vocal.
I was gonna say my voice.
Okay, I like that.
Love
like,
that.
I like
maybe
that.
Literally, and you know, what's the word? Figuratively as
well. Literally, yeah.
So yeah, like finding my voice, and I feel like I found my voice, and you know, obviously I'm still learning, but
yes, yeah, of course.
There's definitely been a lot of growth and. It's nice for me to be actually able to see it, like physically see it in the things that I'm doing, whether that is at work, whether it's outside of work here, even how I speak to people. Like, I mean, maybe I still am a bit, but like
more assertive.
Yeah. And, well, I used to be very socially awkward. Like, I'll just avoid trying to talk to people. But, gosh. But at work, obviously, you're getting paid to do it. So
right.
I'm like, yeah, I'll talk to people and everything. But like, it's real life. But, I feel like now, like I'm just more sociable and more like open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of growth in that sense.
So who would ask this question? Someone said, how were Jen and Bianca as bridesmaids?
Oh, okay. Do you know what? Let's go.
I wonder who asked that, man. You should have put this on the normal thing.
I know it's a lot of us. I would have asked that if it was normal, probably not. But yeah, how were we as bridesmaids? That's funny.
You guys were. I've spoken about this before. I wouldn't say you surprised me because both of you are very reliable anyway. But you both were just. You were always there.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I would look.
Yeah, oh, like, yeah.
Literally every like moment, especially on that wedding morning, you were just there. Like the trad, you were just there, active, participating. You encouraged me. It was very, very encouraging.
Yeah,
no,
it was
nice.
We had so much fun.
It was fun.
I'm
going to
go drunk video.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember that.
The one in the lift.
It was so funny.
Forget.
And the hat wig. Those are memories for life, honestly.
Memories
for life. Like, you know, you just, the joy that you feel when you look back at some things is just, it's unmatched. Okay, biggest regrets. My biggest regret, I mean, like I said in the last episode, everything I've failed at is lessons, but there are some things that I'd be like, you're like, there's this song here that Fantasia used to sing. And it was necessary. And it talks about like things you went through.
Yeah.
And so me and Chef remixed it because we were like, some things we get ourselves into in life. Necessary. So we were like, it was avoidable. Because it's not every day.
No,
blame life. Sometimes I would probably say my biggest regret is probably wasted time with men that also boys that weren't serious.
I was gonna say
like not valuing
similar.
Myself. Yeah, I think my biggest regret.
Similar because
it's
now,
not valuing myself the way
there's one regret I have.
Oh Lord.
So again, similar, wasting time with non-entities just for my 25th birthday.
Oh, I remember you telling us about that. Yeah.
Now, whenever I think of my 25th birthday, I cringe and I have that annoying memory of ghosted that he didn't come to the party, you know, all of that rubbish. So
but look at your life now, girl.
Yeah.
We're glad that he ghosted you. That's glad he ghosted you. Okay.
Oh, crap.
Into you, please. It's so true. I can just have a bash on me, please. Please, please, please. No, yeah, love definitely that. Not valuing myself as obviously it comes with age and growth and stuff, I wish I valued myself a lot earlier because I would have wasted so much time.
Yeah.
What about you, Jen? And that's like with friendships and just stuff too, not just men.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah. I'm sure I regret some stuff. I can't think of what I think. I don't know. Maybe not going for certain things, but yeah, like, okay. Yeah.
But then again, that goes into confidence.
Yeah. What we're saying, confident enough.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, this is a good one. I wonder if people love to see. Have you guys ever had a falling out? We haven't, have we?
Not a falling out.
Never. Some of our conversations, like in the earlier days, were like tense because we all have our opinions. But like, this was maybe like 2020 before.
Yeah.
So like, like the first year or two. But like, we've never had a falling out. Never had a falling out.
I'd be like, oh, I'm not talking general.
There's actually an argument happening. No. I think we know how to communicate. Like, you know, we've gotten down how to communicate with each other, and we understand each other's communication styles.
I think earlier on probably was still trying to figure
out. That's what it was.
So I remember a lot of the time I would feel like, oh, I'm in the middle because I'm like,
oh my gosh, memory unlocked.
Because you're opinionated. I was like, why is it every time?
I was just there like, oh my god.
And there were times where like, I was like, nah, I'm not doing this.
That is too funny.
Someone says,
have you ever cheated? You gotta be honest. No, I've never cheated. Okay.
But then also,
it depends on, well, it's still a no, but like, Michael, about what I'm about to say is still a no for me. But even in terms of like, it depends on what some people see as cheating. Some people say if you've even flirted with another person or entertained like a certain conversation,
or even
they see that as flirting.
Wow. I'm so Jen is trying to judge me.
No.
Jen is trying to judge.
Listen.
No, I haven't, you know. Like, no, not with, because
we are faithful
like
women.
Girls,
okay?
When we have boyfriends, we're so loyal. Blindly.
No,
I actually haven't.
We'll follow them to the ground.
Cheaters, man.
Okay, what was, this is an interesting one. It's the opposite of what we were saying. What was your worst day ever?
When?
Like, in general, what was your worst day? Like, what's the day that you can think of and be like, that was.
I think of.
Or one that you could share. Okay, go on, Jen.
Guys.
Oh, no.
Maybe for the younger ones.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey.
When I failed my A levels.
Oh, really?
My AS. A lot of people don't know this. Oh, wow. I'm a year behind because of that.
Oh, okay. Oh. So, yeah. Okay. So you went to uni when you were 19?
I went when I was 19.
Yeah, a lot of people did that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Some people did it because they took a gap year.
Some people retook an A level and they went to uni at 19 instead.
Yeah.
A lot of people did that when I was.
But I just remember, like, I remember having my results and, you know, I thought, okay, at least I passed. Mm. Yeah. And me and Caddy, I hope she doesn't mind me telling this story, but me and Caddy, we were walking through the corridor outside of one of the classrooms and we're like, oh, let's open at the same time. So we did.
Whenever I got my results, I found a corner.
I had them one.
I know what got time to me.
Everyone. So we opened it and we got the same results.
Okay.
I got CEU. Right? I know a U.
Did you even go to class?
And look at what I'm studying and what I'm doing now.
But that's a lesson to you all, guys. That's
but
a lesson
in that
to you
time,
all.
I just remember I was crying. Yeah. I was trying to figure out, oh, go and do BTEC now. Like, what do I do? I don't know what. It was just
guys, if you don't pass it, it's not the end of the world.
It's not
look at
the end of the world,
now.
Honestly.
It's not, it feels like it at the time, especially depending on like who your parents are as well, but what you're going home to, that's another thing.
Yeah.
But it's not the end of the world. Look at you now, that is a testament to
that's a bit of encouragement.
Oh god. It's almost like she could feel
the
regrets.
The fact you didn't even have to think.
What about you,
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Or just a bad day that you've had. It doesn't have to be the worst day ever, but a day that you feel like, okay, that was a bad day.
Maybe at work. This was in one of my first jobs out of uni. So the job I had the year after uni, 2017.
Mm.
And then I got called into a meeting and they said I was underperforming and they put me on a performance
plan. Oh, I hate that feeling. Your gut, you feel it in your stomach.
I felt
those impromptu meetings.
Definitely.
Like, and I guess just fresh out of uni or just a bit, you're still a bit naive. I just couldn't believe it. It was,
You feel like
and
the world
it was so, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was you feel so embarrassed. You don't want to tell anyone. So I didn't, I didn't tell anyone.
The shame.
So it's the shame. I just felt so embarrassed. Yeah, that was not a nice day.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Oh, that was not a nice day.
I can tell.
Yeah, like you can feel it. It cuts the shame.
But look at you now. Like,
Exactly. Right. It's Deloitte. Right. I mean, mine's obvious, guys. You know, like the day my mom died was definitely the worst day ever. I can't really. I mean, you can imagine that. What else we got? So let's see. We'll do some
interesting questions. I just thought there would be like
thoughts on the current podcasting industry and how your experience has been. Well, we kind of just we kind of went through that.
But thoughts on the current podcast industry. There are some interesting podcasts. I like how it's becoming more diverse, and now we're hearing more podcasts from South Africa, Nigeria.
Yeah,
there's been a rise in podcasts in Nigeria.
Yeah, and they're funny.
Maybe because I follow Instablog Nigeria, but I've seen a lot more. And some are interesting, some are funny. I still enjoy podcasts. But the ones I enjoy are not these type of
typical
podcasts.
Right.
I enjoy like
it has like structure. Yeah. And it has
it's like structured, more like educational,
yeah,
entrepreneurial kind of ones. Those are the that's just what I enjoy.
One of my favorites is like the Mel Robbins podcast. I don't know if you know her. Yeah. I love Mel Robbins. She talks, she's amazing. Okay. She's American white lady, but like she talks about I have to be specific. But she's amazing, just like talks about everything. It's more like psychological standpoint, but like she'll talk about everything from procrastination to anxiety.
Wake up, in the morning, you know.
Yeah, and the whole like what happens to your mind when you press the snooze button.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like,
I actually tried doing it and it worked.
One I'm really into at the moment is 7 Good Minutes.
Okay.
By Clyde Davis, I think his name is. And it's every morning he has an episode, 7 minute episode, and it's just on a performance improvement thing. So it could be on how to maintain focus,
right?
How the power of meditation, very random, like but I love it.
I love it.
Very specific and niche to as well. Very, very niche. Yeah. Okay. Every day.
There's one for everyone.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Someone said, who's the funniest co-host? What kind of question is this? I think all of us are funny.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anyone that I laugh at. I think I laugh at you the most.
I don't think I'm funny.
But some, I do. You know what it is sometimes, and this is not necessarily off the podcast, but it's her reactions to things. Jennifer, sometimes like the way she reacts to something. It's not even like what she says. It's like her reactions.
Sometimes, oh my god,
Jennifer! Like,
there was one recently where I think you forgot a date or something, or I reminded you.
She has like these one-liners that are just hilarious.
Just a reaction. I think I was like, what time is the recording or something? And I think you had completely forgot.
Do you remember? Hold on. There was a time where I thought I woke up from a long ass nap.
Wait, what? When was this? Finish your sentence. I want to know what's happening. Wait, what's that laugh?
Oh my god,
I've never heard Jennifer laugh like this in my life.
Why do you have to react like that?
Sorry. No, go on.
Was it you that I called?
Somebody. Oh, is that why you should laugh at someone? Because I'm like, she thought we were on the recording. She thought we missed the recording. I can't.
Oh my god.
I'm actually dead.
I must have been very maybe tired. Disillusioned, right? You know, I went for a nap.
I was really discombobulated.
Those
naps are the best though.
I'm just confused.
You have a pick on your face.
All of a sudden, I just felt it within myself. I was like, oh wait, we're meant to be recording.
Oh my god.
I think I lied at first.
Yeah.
I said, no, I was doing something. I was on my way.
That is too funny. You said you were on your way.
Something.
Jen, I cannot. But mate,
that was too much.
I'm so done. Okay, Jen is funniest. I don't even know.
I'm just like, Jennifer, sometimes the way she reacts to things is just like actually classic. Okay, we've got, let's do one more. I'm just trying to look. Oh, Jennifer, she's a special kind of girl. A special girl. Okay, I think that's like, I'm looking at other ones, I'm not really interested, but yeah. Guys, thank you for asking, I was about to answer it, asking those questions. Oh gosh, that was funny. Okay, so we want to move on because we want to wrap up soon. Yeah. Let's go. Right. So, who would you say in your whole experience with She's the Pod has, and this could be anyone, it could be a co-host, it could be someone, a guest you've had on, it could be a supporter, your She's All That for the past 4 years, who is like one person that stood out to you? Like I said, it could be an episode, a person, yeah, whoever else. I don't, it's funny I asked this question, I don't even know who I'd but I think it's a
so is it someone that we've said is like,
no, it doesn't have to be, she's, oh, it doesn't have anyone to be, but like if you guys don't know what She's All That is, we used to do it and it was just like we'd point out a woman who we felt was amazing or who's doing amazing things and stuff like that. So I think it was, I thought it'd be cute to kind of end it. So someone who's just stood out to you during our journey, She's in a Pod, or someone that you look at them and you're like, okay, this, I like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For me, there are loads.
Yeah.
But someone that does stand out to me is Jade. Jade Ranriel.
Okay.
The girl that did The House. Maybe because that was one of my favorite episodes.
Okay.
And I've just seen her growth. Yeah. I've seen that even when, I remember there was a time where I think that algorithm thing everyone talked about was really against her. Yeah. She like spoke white. She almost lost her page or whatever.
Wow.
But like the fact she just kept going. She's verified. She's, you know, collabed with Tion, got him a house. You know,
yes, I saw that.
Things like that. Massive. She's stood out to me, I feel.
Okay, yeah. I like that choice. Jen, have you got anyone in mind?
The only person, I mean, obviously there's loads, but the main person I can think of is my best friend, Bumi.
Oh, yeah. Just she's really supportive.
She has been there, like, she from has the beginning. Even shout when I was like...
You. She even did an episode of you.
Last you minute, right?
Yeah. And, oh, yes, with yes.
me. Yeah. She came through.
Explicitly in Guap Studios.
I remember. She came through. So, and she's been, like, even when I was pondering about whether to, you know, do the podcast with you guys, and even like our car journeys, like afterwards, and I'll like speak with her and reflect, and she's just been really great. Like, you know when somebody's always asking and
the things you care about. Yeah. I love people. Very rare.
Do you have one?
I don't know.
It's hard.
It's hard to pick one.
Unless you want to save it for the live show.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just trying to think if there's anyone that's really stood out to me. Maybe think of someone who's like supported us. Mm. Really, really supported us.
I've already said mine.
I would say Olivia, the brown sugar.
Yeah.
Because I think it's not only about the show for those of you who don't know, Olivia Fraser, she had something called the Brown Sugar Movement, and we were nominated in 2020 for Podcast of the Year. But
was that long ago already?
Yeah, it was 2020. Oh my gosh. I think at that point we were only a year and a half in, crazy. Mm. But we were nominated in 2020, and but also just the support she's always shown us online and stuff like that. Like, she's always been so, so supportive of our journey since whenever she discovered us. And I love people like that, that just do things with nothing to gain. Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't have any ulterior motive. And I felt like she kind of like saw us for who we were.
Yeah.
Just authentic. And so, yeah, I'll just shout out to Olivia. Okay, wow. We're going to try and we've got some stuff to do, guys. Oh, so prepare to the live show. Yes. So we're trying to make this
which
short.
Which I hope you guys have bought tickets, by the way.
Please. Yes, we've got
your tickets. They are selling real quick.
Just at this point now, it's just a couple of weeks left to the live show. So 6th of April. But anyways, right. We're going to skip one thing. Right. So in this part, I kind of thought it'd be nice for us to share things about each other. And basically just go through, you know, try not to go too deep. I like your bag, Jen. Look at her bag. Ooh, on the floor. It's cute as well. I like it. And so basically, just like whatever you feel, wherever you feel like the person has, the person, how they mean to you or what they've represented for you during this process of She's in a Pod. So Shade, you can basically do, it'd be Jen, then me, or me and Jen, or whoever. So, actually, that's wrong. I'm reading the wrong thing.
Yeah,
I'm reading the wrong thing. Sorry, Jennifer. Yeah.
So we're doing you, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Gosh, I just had the word in my head. that's the one. For me, you've always, like, since I met you, represented to me, like, knowing your worth, right? Knowing what you deserve. And I say this because, like,
even at the restaurant, which is ordering food.
Do you know, I literally have that moment. I literally have that moment.
She doesn't care what people think. She'll be like, I'm getting what I want today.
Exactly. You don't care. And even if you, even if you do, I feel like you still know what you should, what you deserve, basically. And you've shown that through, like, your actions, through, you know, how you speak to other people, how you speak to us. You're like, no, 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 actually, let's go for it, or let's ask. So that's something I always, I mean, since I met you, I found, oh gosh, how I don't have that kind of character, you know? So I've definitely learned that from you. And I've sort of copied some of the things that you've said, and just the way you navigate life. And, you know, you're such a go-getter, you know? And I remember even when you got your job, your current one, how you, I think you put in the group chat, like, how you got
the
it
system,
and the system, and just like how, just how persistent you were. You had a plan, you executed it. You didn't, it's, you know, I could always tell, like, you couldn't take no for an answer. And even if it was a no, you'd find another way. And that kind of strength, I feel like that's something that everyone should have. It doesn't always come to everyone naturally. It didn't, it doesn't come to me naturally, but I don't know if it came to you naturally, but it's the fact that you do embody that. And I feel like other people can see that as well. So that's one of the things that, one of the many things that I love about you.
Thank you, Jen. Shade.
Wow.
Okay. You, I feel like you represent, you've shown me, I always had a difficulty related to people who had very different lives to me. And I specifically, I'm talking about, like, just upbringing, family dynamics, and etc. And then when I met you and I got to know your life more and more and more, and I was like, wow, very different, right? Like, very, very different. Yeah. And I don't have many friends, close friends, who come from such, like, secure homes.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends come from broken homes. And so it's been easy for me to relate to them, because a lot of our, whether it's dark humor, like, it's all from, come from trauma. Like, the things that we laugh about, you'd be like, oh my God, this is concerning. Like, right. But you showed me, like, oh my God, like, we have, even despite all of that, we have the same morals, the same values. We want the same things out of life. And I think maybe also part of it's my experience with people in the past that were different from me. I always felt like maybe it's just, not that I don't deserve that friendship, because I think that's a strong word, but maybe I'd be too much for them. My life, my trauma, my, it would be too much. And so I just, at first I remember I was kind of hesitant, like, how close do I get to her? Because in the past, this just hasn't worked for me, these kind of friendships. But you've shown me it's possible. And I think you're a rarity in that form, because, like I said, there's many people out there, it's just opened my mind to a lot. I think I was quite closed-minded in terms of just the people that I encountered. And I think maybe a part of it was I was just scared to share myself with people who I thought wouldn't get it. But you've shown me that that's possible. You are very rare. Your heart is very pure. And just in terms of She's in the Pod specifically, you, I think, have been so consistent in pushing us. Like, in those days where I'm like, this is my idea. Shade is really, she believes in this more than I do. Like, I'm just like,
guys,
I'm just like, probably, I'm just like, oh, for goodness sake. Like, she, no, honestly, I cannot. If I had what I had with Shade, the way she pushes, I, like, would be a lot further with a lot of other things that I do, trust me. So, like, don't lose that fire, even when it comes to your own stuff. Don't lose, because I know sometimes it can be easier to do that when you're with people, because there's, you know, but when you're out there by yourself, don't do that. But you definitely are, like, a rare gem. And you have this ability that no matter what your life is, what you do or don't have, you have this ability to be able to just relate to people. And you're a great people's person. I think you have great communication skills. And the things that you care about, I love that as well. Like, you have such a caring heart. Like, you'd be like, guys, I'm not overthinking this. Or did this person? And I'm just like, that's someone who cares. Like, do you know what I mean? She'll do that. She'll be like, no, it's not the point. They're like, no. I'm like, no. It's not someone just trying to cause trouble. It's like, you're actually... You care. You really, really care. And I love that. I love that. I love that about you. So, Jennifer.
Is it
you, well, yeah, we're doing you. So, I know we need to wrap up. We're coming, Brent. I'm sorry. Jen, oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, so one thing Jez taught me, which I'm struggling with, guys, but it's in my head. It's not everyday talk. Sometimes listen.
Mm. Like, oh,
that's, yeah. Mm. You know, she has like she's taught me so much. Just, you know, when you, some people don't even need to be too close to you. You could just watch them from afar, yeah, and take in. And so you've just taught me, yeah, that sometimes just wait, you know, just like listen, take things in, observe, be in the moment. I love that because, like I said before, I'm quite an impulsive person and I feel like you're the opposite.
Calculated risk taking.
Right, yeah, right. And so I love that because I think that's important. I think sometimes it's great to be spontaneous, but I think when it comes to the bigger things, you've got to be a bit more strategic and calculated, and I've definitely learned that from you. I have really enjoyed watching you over the years become more confident in using your voice because I'm like, She has so much to say. Like, what? Why is it that she wasn't? You know, I guess before it was just getting used to yourself and us. But I really enjoyed it. I really, really, really enjoyed it because I love. Like, I didn't know you before, and now I know you, and I'm just like, oh, I'm so glad that I know you now. Like, I'm so glad that you speak up. That you like, I'm seeing all different sides of you, and it's amazing. You're amazing. I love how ambitious you are. How you like, you know, with Sade's. She taught me stuff about my personal life, but I think you've also taught me stuff because, for example, like our upbringings may be similar in certain ways, but you, because it's similar, you've taught me that I have no excuse. Like, a lot of times you could be like, oh my God, this happened, that happened. And it's like, yeah, things are difficult, but like, if you really want it, you work for it and you put in the work, and you've shown me that, like, that there actually is no excuse. You're an amazing woman. Honestly, you are. You have so much to offer the world. And I'm just glad that I could, even if it's a small way, be a part of your journey. Because I can't wait to see what comes.
Definitely small.
Yeah.
Oh, Jen, you're so easy to talk to. Very, very easy to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to what Bianca said. You have shown me that there's actually no excuse. I remember because I feel like I've gotten to know you a bit more over the years. You didn't like reveal everything at first. I was even still getting to know you just from a couple of months ago, even. Like, you revealed some things.
Yeah.
And I just said, oh my gosh, I would never have known. Like,
keep it close.
It's
another thing as well, because I'm quite an oversharer. I hate it. Sometimes I'm like, why did you say that? No, but it's good because I feel like it's me being vulnerable, but yeah, I also like that sometimes you take your time with things.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you do.
And I feel like when you share things, like, there's a reason. You don't just share for sharing's sake. But my thing is just more the what you share and how you don't let things affect you as a person. Like, you will never know some of the things you've gone through or some of the things that have happened or, you know, your situations. But you've shown me strength, consistency with your We Are Sasa. Did I say We Are Sasa?
Oh yeah, that's the Instagram.
That's the handle. Okay. Yeah.
Your TikTok, your professional life. I even tell Sam, like, Sam, I think you need to speak to Jen. Like, she's doing all these speaking gigs. She's doing all of this because you're in similar field, even though you're mental health. So, yeah, you've really just showed me hard work. And like Bianca said, I have enjoyed the growth. Oh my gosh. And I know there's so much more to come. So much more to come. I just see you doing even better, like speaking to thousands and just really becoming the best version of yourself. Honestly. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
Aww.
Now,
this is so nice.
So nice. We should do it for longer.
I know, but we've got the live show as well.
Yes.
Yeah, we can
now be Bianca. Where can I start? Oh my goodness. I think, do you know what? For me, I feel like the stuff that you've taught me, and I remember, like, even when we first started doing the podcast, I always used to think, geez, she's so much wiser than me. Like, oh my gosh, I wish I could get into her head. Don't put your face
on her. I don't know nothing.
Just the way you think and the way you're able to articulate yourself and just think from various point of views that I was like, actually, do you know what? That makes sense. Or even if that didn't make sense to me, like, that was just another view that I never considered. So I just love your ability to just be super open-minded, Like I said, be articulate. And also like how you speak to people. I've seen how you speak to our guests and how you're able to like hold that conversation and hold like safe space for them. And you know what? I always wonder like, why are you not like a therapist or something? Like you should,
because I'm like studying to do the life coaching course.
Yeah, the life coaching. It makes so much sense. You're always there for your friends. I can see that in your, you know, separate friendship group as well. But then also for us as well, you're always there. And I think that's something that everyone should be able to have. Not everybody has that. So I do feel privileged to have you, to have you to call on, to rant to you about situations, mainly guys related. But yeah, you've just been such an amazing part of my journey. You are, because you are still going to be there, a huge part. And yeah, just there's just so much that I could sort of say about you. We'd be here forever. But the main thing for me is that you are just, yeah, you're someone where it's like, if I don't know what to do with myself, or if all else fails, you'll be one of the people that I would call.
Oh, you know, so
and that's outside of work related. I mean, obviously with work,
I don't know about what you do, girl.
You're very talented. I don't know if you give yourself enough credit, and maybe more recently, like you're honing into that a bit more, into that confidence. But you are super talented, guys. Every single part of the branding, just how we look on social media, that is because of you, younger. That is because of you. The way you're able to see all those different details, I don't know how you do it, what kind of eyes you have, but yeah, I. Wow. Amazing.
Even love little you, things Jen. Like editing the what's that thing we did with all the podcasters during COVID?
Oh, the Don't Rush Challenge.
Don't rush.
That had us in a chokehold.
But yeah. No, so literally.
Love you, Jen.
Yeah, Bianca. So creative, so confident. Your strength. I don't know how you do it. I really don't know. It just has to be God, because there's no other explanation. Honestly, you know me, I'm a God's girl. Like, it just has to be God. You've shown that no matter what life throws at you, you just keep going. You keep going and you are yourself. No matter what, like, the trends are on social media or just... And you've even taught me that don't be scared. Like, don't overthink things. Just do what you want to do. Post. Say what you want to say. Just be yourself. Like, you've really, really shown me that strength, that courage, that confidence. You're always there. My wedding season was what just like, you're always there. Always there. Always reliable. Always going above and beyond. Especially how you helped at the bridesmaids part. And you offered. And even the things you did for the hen do that I don't think I was aware of until after. You know, things like that, you really go above and beyond. And it's not because, you know, you have it all or it's easy. It's because of the love that you have for your friends. And I just think it's such a beautiful thing. And I know that God is going to reward you. I need you to continue to do your branding. Like, I came to you for my branding and we're still on the journey for the business that I want to start. You know, I was even willing to pay, because you are so talented. Like, you actually have a gift in branding. And when people come on our page, it's like, oh my gosh, you guys are so consistent. Your branding stands out. And I'm just like, it's all Bianca's creative ideas, which sometimes it's like, it even feels like it's too much for me. I'm just like, no, let's just stick to this. We don't need another photo shoot. Oh, we don't need to change the colors. But it's always Bianca's ideas. So yeah, your strength, your courage, confidence, your creativity, and just your reliability. So yeah, just keep being you. I've absolutely loved working with you, loved how close we've gotten, loved how I've been able to understand you more. And at your birthday dinner showed me that the people around you say the exact same thing. You have such a pure heart.
I love you guys. It's been also funny, yesterday I was thinking about us being like this, recording our last episode, and then I started thinking about that song from Dreamgirls. And it's hard to say goodbye, my love. And I couldn't get out of my system yet. And then Casey messaged me like, I'm watching Dreamgirls. And I was like, oh my God, it's a sign. Yeah, we always have those moments. Like, yeah. It's so weird. We have those moments all the time where it's like, I can think of something, then she'll message me. And then, like, so I was like, that's a sign. I'm watching it. And I watched it yesterday, but I was like, yeah, no, I love you guys so, so much. Again, we have the live show.
So much.
We just want to say, as we're ending now, guys, thank you so much for the past 4 years.
Thank you.
For every person that has listened to our episodes,
posted consistently,
posted, commented, attended the Boss Girl brunch that we had, even the people that bought tickets to the live show. Well, yes, to help us. Every single person, we do not take it for granted at all, because, like, our time is precious. And what we put our time into and listen to and absorb is so precious. See up sisters, we love you, and this like I will never forget you guys at all. You guys have been
brothers, because there's some brothers
as well. We love you.
The moments that have even stood out to me is when people just say, "Oh my god, are you from She's in the Pod?"
And you're like, oh.
I just think, what like people listen to us? Like dry moments, dramas where you know, things are a bit slow, we're not seeing growth. And we're reminded that there's actually people that listen to
and
us.
And also, I've learned that even with the impact that surprised us, it's like not about numbers, it's about impact. Like, it's about what we're, if it's getting through to someone or something, like, that's all that's important. Because then they pass that on. And really, we will never know how many people we have impacted because it's not just about followers or listeners. It's about the people that have taken or listened to what we've said or to what our guests have said, and they've passed on that information or they've used it in their lives and it's affected others. So it's a domino effect, and we will never know that extent. So thank you guys. There's nothing that could, just make sure you come to the live show, because then you'll get our thank you properly. And also thank you to every single guest that has been over the past 4 years. We can't name you all.
We can't.
And we don't want to even name, because we don't want to forget anyone. But we thank you guys. You guys have been
so much.
Absolutely amazing. And this is it, guys.
Wow. This is it. Final conversation.
Final conversation.
And we will see you in a couple of weeks' time for our live show. It's going to be a vibe. Come looking good and come ready to drink, laugh. It's going to be an amazing time.
It is.
Yeah, guys. We can't say see you in 2 weeks' time now.
No. Oh my god.
See you at the live show.
We'll see you we'll see you in 2 weeks' time at the live show. There's no next episode. And just thank you. That's all I can say. Thank you guys. You guys have been amazing. And thank you, Jennifer and Shade, for just jumping on the idea. You didn't know me. So thank you for believing in the idea.
Thanks for choosing us. Because who knew that 4 years later?
It's all God. It's all God. And we thank God ultimately. The most important thank you. We thank God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, guys, we love you. And get your tickets, so we will see you in a couple of weeks, all right?
Yes.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye. You can still leave us a review though.
We're gonna leave our episodes up, so leave us a review, right? Bye.
Bye.